Travel Talk, brought to you by clickandgo.com, the only travel company to offer a true €1 holiday deposit.
Sunshine 106.8,
Dublin's new place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8.
Ed Finn, good morning. We're having one of your travel clinics, which always tells me it's going to be busy because we're answering all of the questions. How are you?
Morning, Andrea. Terrific, thanks. Very good. Nice windy weather out there this morning.
Yeah, it's pretty windy. At least it's not raining, though, which is always good.
Absolutely.
So a couple of different things that we're going to look at today, and I know we mentioned it last week. You had a couple of emails about active holidays and kind of doing things a little bit different. So where would you like to start?
Yes, absolutely. We had a few questions in. People were asking about Italy and walking and cycling holidays. Now, and the other one we had as well, Andrea, was people were asking a lot about the opera, the Verona Opera this year, and when is it on, etc., etc. So just on that, it's starting this year from the 26th of June to the 14th of August. And again, it's the 93rd festival. It's going to be fantastic. Excuse me, you remember last year I went to see Aida there, mm-hmm. and it was absolutely incredible. It's kind of on a lot of people's bucket list, and it really is. It was stunning. And
so set the scene for us. Because I haven't been there, and I just wouldn't know what to expect. What's the kind of feel
it's
like?
Absolutely. You've got this magnificent outdoor arena. And I mean, the arena in Verona is stunning. It's the amphitheatre there. And you have different types of seating that you can choose. But it's amazing. It's like, and then of course the stage is all over the whole area. I mean, last year, Aida, they came in from the top of the arena. Like all the cast walked down. The setting, the way they actually set it all up was just amazing. It's so creative. And it was very contemporary. They did a contemporary design last year. And of course, you have that beautiful, warm, balmy Italian evenings. And everybody sort of has their champagne when you go. There's little champagne bars everywhere. And people dress up and it's very stylish. And you really feel you're at something fantastic. You really feel the sense of occasion when you're there.
If you haven't booked it now, is it too late to still get a accommodation, because obviously it's going to be a very busy time?
No, absolutely.
Or what advice would you have? Is it very expensive?
No, I mean, it's not expensive at all. In fact, it was funny. I had a beautiful meal actually just in the area around the arena, beautiful pizza and gorgeous wine there last year. And it was only €10 each. I mean, that was incredible. I was expecting it to be a lot more than that. And there's all these gorgeous restaurants around. And there's beautiful like bed and breakfasts all around there as well. But if you look at any like Crystal Summer or Top Flight, they've flights to Verona, Aer Lingus flight to Verona. And then, of course, what you do is you can put your hotels with that. As a city itself, mm-hmm. I would say Verona for me is one of the nicest cities in Italy. It's absolutely stunning. As a city, you can go there any time and have the most wonderful weekend or city break. Beautiful location. But to go for the opera would be amazing. And this year you've got Nabucco, Aida, Tosca, Don Giovanni, Carmina Burana, Romeo and Juliet.
Wow.
You know, I mean, really fabulous. And I mean, what I did last year, Andrea, you'll remember, because to tie in there with the cycling holiday, which is a great thing to do, cycling around Lake Garda, mm-hmm. and then just break off to take a night to Verona.
And that kind of brings both in, because I know we did an email about the walking and cycling. And do you think that it's a good location again, Italy, for that sort of a holiday?
Absolutely fantastic. And there's a great company there as well called MacAdventure.com, Andrea, and MacAdventure.com. They do classic Tuscany and Tuscany Pisa to Florence as well. They do wonderful self-guided cycling tours, or you can join up with ones as well. They have really, really good stuff. And again, you're talking medieval Renaissance hilltop villages, places like the most beautiful Siena, mm-hmm. of course Tuscany is amazing. And in Italy, you can walk anywhere in Italy, you can go anywhere, but you can't harm a grape or you'll be prosecuted. But you can go anywhere. So
are you serious?
Yeah, which is really, it's really nice. But they're very, very strong. And yes, you can walk through my farm, but
don't
heaven help
the grapes.
You if you do anything wrong.
Oh,
while
that's
you're there.
Great, isn't it?
But it's really nice because it's a mecca. Really, it's a kind of a paradise area for walkers and
guided tours. Would that be something that people could do? Because a lot of people would do these sort of things on their own, so it's good for being, you know, single. This is a perfect holiday.
It is, of course. And I mean, you know, there's I was saying to you there, you can go from the Alps to Venice, you know, which is the romantic capital of the world, I suppose, as well, you know, and you can tie that in. But you can cycle, there's fantastic cycle routes all over as well. The Brenta Canal is magnificent, which you go along there from Verona, you can pass by Brenta and Padua. That's also magnificent. But that that's a very good company. I've actually booked with them before, MacAdventure.com. They specialise in that. They're really, really good. Their prices are very good as well. CaminoWays.com. terrific Irish company here. They do, they specialise in the Camino Way, but they also do these amazing walking tours in Tuscany, and they really have a great service and very, very good itineraries. And again, there, you can even walk from Rome to the Camino Way. There's the Via Francigena. I can never pronounce that right.
And you can just find out about that on the website.
Exactly. CaminoWays.com. And that's Francigena, the Fregina Way, it's called. And that's actually really, really interesting as well. And that's become, you know, you can actually go the Aosta Valley in Tuscany, and it's full of history, amazing landscapes to explore on your way to Rome, of course, which is the dazzling eternal city, Andrea.
And apart from Italy, I know that the listener was actually looking at Italy. Other cities and places that you would recommend to consider for cycling and walking holidays?
Yeah, I think Switzerland is another wonderful place to do it. Austria the same. There's a beautiful place in Switzerland called Nendaz. That's N-E-N-D-A-S-A-Z, sorry. And they have these things called the Bisses, B-I-S-S-E-S, 92 kilometres. And all these, it's a little water trail that you go along, and it's absolutely beautiful. And that's really, really to be recommended. You can fly to Geneva and from there take the train to Nendaz. And that's really, I did that a couple of years ago with a group of walkers and hikers, and that was a really amazing trip. Switzerland is beautiful. It's got a little bit pricey with the franc, but still,
it's worth going.
Austria is still very, very good value as well.
Now, we had a sunshine
exclusive
yesterday, Travel Talk,
yes.
Caught up with them. Tell us how, because you actually did a little interview and we're going to share it with our listeners now, but just kind of give us a backdrop to the interview.
Yeah, really exciting news, Andrea. United Airlines have started a new route from Dublin to Chicago yesterday. They already fly from Dublin to New York and to Washington, so this is going to enhance their service really and kind of add to it. But really, really great news, a new Dublin to Chicago service. You can have your breakfast in Dublin and your lunch in Chicago, Andrea.
And you caught up with
Yes, I caught up with Bob Schumacher from United Airlines yesterday.
And this is what he had to say.
We've just seen off the gate this morning our first flight to our home city of Chicago. It left this morning at 9:50, and the lucky people on board will be over there in time for lunch today. A really good new addition to the United Network.
Of course, this will add to the strength of your Irish services, Bob. You're already flying to New York and to Washington, I believe.
That's absolutely right. And in fact, today it's a double header. We're starting not only the first Chicago flight from Dublin to Chicago on United, but we're also doing a second daily New York service, which will take off in a couple of hours' time. So we've been making good news out of Ireland since 1998, and we're now delighted to have four daily flights running out of this airport here in Dublin. And really emphasising our commitment to Ireland and offering the consumer more choices. They can go to more destinations non-stop, and they can connect to up to 300 destinations depending on which hub city of ours they want to fly over. So there really is more choice.
No, that's fantastic. And I mean, this is probably going to open up a serious connections for the Irish public across the US, Bob.
Well, it does. And you're absolutely right, Ed, in that it's not just Dublin we're talking about. We continue to fly out of Shannon to Chicago. That's a summer service, a year-round service to New York out of Shannon. And of course, we fly Belfast to New York too. So the consumer really has an embarrassment of riches when it comes to choices in which way they want to tackle the US on United. And the great story for Dublin is that we now serve three of our hubs out of this airport.
Yeah, well, that's terrific. And I was reading, Bob, as well, that you're going to have better grub on board.
We're going to have that's a lovely way to put it. And we've been looking forward to this announcement from the 1st of June. We've had an enhanced economy meal service, which is actually a three-course service. And comes with free beer and free wine, which always goes down well in any market in which we talk about it. So we really believe we've got all angles covered, no matter what business you're about, whether it's actually doing business, whether it's visiting friends and relatives, or whether it's going and visiting the fantastic country that is the United States of America that has so much to offer. We believe we've got all angles covered on United.
They certainly do. I mean, Ed, some really exciting stuff there. I know already when you get free drinks and extra leg room, I mean, this is a flight that you like to take. Tell
yes.
us more.
Isn't that wonderful, though? It's great. That's a really enhanced service, which is brilliant. And those little things, I think, make the difference, you know. And, of course, it's a terrific airline to fly with as well, United. So, I mean, you can do interesting things with them. You know, they have so many onward connections. I mean, a lot lot of people fly to New York, and they'll take in Washington and the White House as well, and they'll fly back from there. Lots of different options. And the fares are good, Andrea, as well, from 586 euros, and they have an enhanced business first service as well, so which it was really, really good prices as well, if people wanted to have a look at those. But fares from 586, which I think is really, really good and very competitive, you know.
So just to clarify, because I'm not as good at the bulkhead seats as you, this is happening, it started, and literally if I went onto the internet today, I'd get that kind of extra good food, the free
United Airlines website. And it's because the inaugural service was yesterday. And Chicago, you know, on Lake Michigan in Illinois, it's one of the largest cities in the US. It's famous for its amazing architecture. It has a skyline bristling with skyscrapers. The John Hancock Center, people would have heard of that. The Willis Tower and the Neo-Gothic Tribune Tower. So it's renowned for its museums as well, Andrea. The Art Institute is huge, and they have huge kind of collections of impressionist works. And the food in Chicago, it's amazing food culture as well.
And of course, Oprah. It's the home of Oprah.
Yes,
who doesn't love that?
Yeah, I know. You're the Irish Oprah.
Oh, go on out that. Well, that's really exciting news, actually. And it was quite nice that you had the opportunity to speak exclusively to him. And thank
you. Yes, wonderful. And thanks a million to Bob for that. And I said, good luck with that. It's great to see another service again, Andrea. Another new service operating out of Dublin. Of course, we also had Wow Air starting their service earlier in the week to Finland as well. So it's really great to see that. And as I said, Chicago's a place on my list, Andrea. So
I know.
I'm excited about it. So hopefully we'll get over there shortly.
Oh, absolutely. Now, next week, we're going to be doing island hopping, Fortaventura, and Lanzarote. So if anybody has any questions, they can email Ed, or indeed about anything that you want them to explore. Your email is?
Great, Andrea. It's ed@traveltalk.ie.
Ed Finn, thank you.
Travel Talk, brought to you by clickandgo.com, the only travel company to offer a true €1 holiday deposit.
Sunshine 106.8,
Dublin's new place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8.